We see the miracle and we still can't believe it. Is it a wonder that we don't see God do very much? We see a miracle and we still can't believe it. Isn't that amazing that you see it, but God expects you to believe it first? He expects you to speak it into existence first. And if you speak it into existence, then you're just like Paul. You go and with the power of and a demonstration of the mighty Spirit's power, you're confirming to these people that God is real. And so God did all that and sent me out there to talk to all those Mormons. Now, I didn't realize at the time Dr. Gary Young was a Mormon. I didn't know that his great-great-great uncle was Brigham Young. That was one of the founders of the Mormon Church. I didn't know all that. See, but you think God knew that in advance? Oh, yeah, he knew what he was doing. And so whenever they brought all these people, relatives, friends, and everything else in, and I'm talking to them about the Lord, Jesus Christ, and they can't believe that he's healed. And I said, well, you know, he is healed. You can see, all of you knew he was hurting. I said, here he is healed. He's able to walk and do all these kind of things. So you know that only the Lord Jesus Christ could have done something like this. I said, when is the last time y'all saw God do a miracle like this with the Jesus that's over the Mormon church? And Dr. Young says, we have recorded history for at least 100 years, and there's never been a miracle in the Mormon church. I thought, wow. I said, maybe y'all are serving the wrong Jesus. But anyway, as we talked about these things, I told him, I said, you know, there's some things I want to tell y'all about Jesus. I said, now I've studied the Mormon book, and I understand that when you really get into the depths of the Mormon book, that y'all teach in your book, not the Word of God, but in your book, that Jesus and Lucifer were brothers. I said, I want y'all to know that's a lie. I said, I want you to know that Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, he made Lucifer. All things were made by Jesus, and nothing exists except Jesus Christ made it. So I said, he was never Lucifer's brother. He's Lucifer's creator. He made him. I said, then y'all also teach that God the Father was first a man, and then that man became pure and holy and perfect, and then he became the spiritual Father God. I said, that's a lie. I said, God the Father has never been a man. He won't never be a man. I said, he was always a spirit. He'll always be a spirit. He was always perfect, and there was never any sin in him. Never. He's perfect in everything, and he'll always be perfect. Well, I mean, you have an uprising. You know, they don't believe this. I said, look, I didn't come out here with a bunch of fancy words. I'm making this as clear as I know how. And I said, first of all, I got to tell you, y'all just told me that you've not seen a miracle in the Mormon church in 100 years. I said, all of you know this man. He's a member of the church. Y'all know he had a crushed back. Everybody knows. It's proven. He's a doctor. It's proven by doctor's records. You got all the doctor's reports where he was care flighted out of the mountains and flown into the hospital and they checked him. You all know from the reports and the diagnosis, he had a crushed lower back. And there's nothing can be done for it. But I said, you see him now totally well. I said, so I'm showing you a demonstration of the real God, and his name's Jesus Christ. Now, you know, you can't hardly argue with that, can you? I mean, I don't know why God called me to do that miracle, but boy, am I glad I got to be the one that saw it done. You know, isn't that awesome? When you get to pray a prayer of faith like that and see God do something like that for that man. Well, now, Dr. Gary Young later went in and had some x-rays or whatever they call them, or scans or whatever they call them, done of his lower back. And when they done the checks, the doctor that came out with them told him, now here Gary's walking in. He walked in, you know, he's doing good. He's running, jumping, playing. And the doctor that come out, he said, Gary, don't bend over. Well, what do you mean don't bend over? He said, there's nothing in your lower back to hold up your upper and lower back. It don't show up on the x-rays or whatever it is that they take. When he called me and told me about it, I thought, isn't that amazing how important your words are? I said, Lord, do a supernatural healing on Dr. Gary Young's back. If I'd have just said, Lord, will you heal and restore Dr. Young's back? He'd have made it back like it was. But this way, he puts something in there to put his upper and lower back together that's invisible to x-ray. It don't show up. And so Eldon has seen the x-rays that they done them. How about you, Eldon? Yeah, Eldon's sitting right back there. He has seen those x-rays or whatever they are. And when you look at them, that section of his back that was crushed, in the picture, there is nothing in his back. So it looks like there's a big chunk missing from his upper and lower back. But yet he's perfectly able to do everything he wants to do, run and play and lift weights and everything. Now, after all, what can God do? There's nothing hard for God. I mean, we need to get that in our spirit, that our King and our Master, He is the ruler of the universe, and He loves us so much, He's in us. Isn't that an awesome thing that God took up residency within these flesh and bone bodies and made us the temple? Now He says, yet when I am among mature Christians, I did this so that you might trust the power of God rather than human wisdom. Yet when I am among mature Christians, I do speak with words of wisdom, but not the kind of wisdom that belongs to this world, and not the kind that appeals to the rulers of this world who are being brought to nothing. Now, the rulers of this world, whether they be visible or invisible, do not understand the things of God. They just don't get it. God has blinded their mind. Let's go to the next verse, 7 and 8. No, the wisdom we speak of is the secret wisdom of God, which was hidden in former times, though He made it for our benefit before the world began. In other words, He knew exactly what He was going to do before the foundations of the world were laid. The Master, the God the Father and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit made a complete plan. It was complete. And He knew the end from the beginning. He knew before the foundations of the world that today, on this day, each one of us would be right here in this little building talking about our Lord and Master. He knew that before the foundation. He knew we would all have been sinners. And Jesus said, Lord, Father, I know once we make them and we make them out of dust, they're going to sin and they're going to do all kinds of things, and there'll not be a single one of them that'll be able to walk without my power. So He said, I am saying right now, I am willing to go and pay the price as a man. I will become a man just like them, and I'll go on that earth, and I'll let them beat me and flog me and kill me and pierce me, and my blood will run out and pay the price for their sins so that all that will believe that can be saved. And somebody said, you know, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard of in my life. Yeah, to the flesh, that sounds stupid, doesn't it? Who in the world would expect somebody to die and pour out their blood to pay the price for your sins? But that's why God done it like this. He knew that the world, that would sound so stupid that they would never believe that. But still, He put that plan out there. He's the one that come up with the plan. It wasn't you and me. That plan was put in place before the foundations of the world was laid. He had the whole plan from end to beginning laid out. He knew exactly what He was going to do. He's in control. And that's like today with what's going on in the world today and right here in the United States of America and the rest of the world. What are you going to do if all of a sudden you go down to buy a loaf of bread and it costs $10? That could be just around the corner. Or you could go down to buy it and there ain't a loaf on the shelf, even though if they have them, they're worth $10. What are you going to do? Well, let me tell you, we may be closer to that day than any of us know about. With what's going on in the world today, hey, just if there was ever a good time to be a real believing Christian, it's today. I mean a believing Christian, because the world may be getting ready to blow up. Who knows? What would you do tomorrow? What would you do tomorrow if it come over the weather that, over the news, that we had a nuclear strike somewhere in the United States of America? Really had a nuclear bomb detonated. What would you do? Would you go into fear? Would you start running and screaming? Or would you say, praise God, He's in control? Now that's where we need to be. Praise God, He's in control, because the King knows what He's doing. You say, how can you talk like that? Well, on December the 13th, 2001, I woke up on Saturday morning and my world was normal. But 2 hours later, I had lost a wife and a daughter and almost two little children. Isn't that something? Can your world blow up right in front of you? Yes. Well, that's been 2001, October the 13th. This is 2009. This is several years later. And did I live over it? Yes. Did I get to see God show up and do some awesome miracles in that period of time? Yes. Was He there in the death of my wife and daughter? Yes. Did He know it was going to happen? Yes. Was He in control of it? Yes. He's in control of everything. He knows what He's doing. But when He tells you, give thanks in all things, that's what He means. Now, do I understand His ways? No. I've had people tell me, Thurman, I want to walk in Your anointing. I said, praise God, it's available. What do you have to do? I said, be willing to study and obey God and do everything He says, and in everything give thanks. Everything. I said, now, if you lose a family member, your wife gets killed, or your daughter, or your son, you got to be willing to praise Him. Thurman, you got to be crazy. I said, no, that's what the Word said. I couldn't do that. I said, then you can't walk here. It's not for sale for a cheap price. It has a cost, doesn't it? I will give anything, including my own life, to walk with Jesus. You know, I don't care what it costs me. I'll give anything to walk with God. Because, hey, this piece of flesh, He says, counts for nothing. So why should I put a lot of emphasis on this thing? So what should I do every day? I should worship the King, love Him and praise Him and enjoy living every day, right? With no grumbling and complaining, because I don't know how long this life's going to be. Do you? No. But every one of them's going to have an end. So we don't know how it's going to happen. It says, the wisdom we speak of is the secret wisdom of God, which was hidden in former times, though He made it for our benefit before the world began. But the rulers of this world have not understood it, and the rulers of this world still don't understand it. If they had, they would never have crucified our glorious Lord.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Holy Spirit Shows Us God's Deep Secrets, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.